Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
My son ends up, I'm just going to tell you, my son ends up calling up a NFL draftee. My son can pay the fine. I ain't paying a damn thing. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'll sue my own son. If my son's an adult, he's 21 years old and does that, I'll take it out of his ass. He ain't getting a dime out of me. No.
Well, with the amount of kids that were drafted that got phone calls, it seems like you're more likely now than ever to have to worry about this. Everybody got a phone call.
7:30, that's coming up. But Shedeur Sanders leads the league in jersey sales for rookies. Is this guaranteeing him a spot? Which, I mean, we've had friends text us and be like, guys, you're answering your own questions. I mean, who else is there? I mean, you want Dylan Gabriel to talk, but here's Shedeur Sanders. Like, he does have a bit of an infectious thing, and I got to tell you, I thought that was a really nice thing, him showing up at the high school yesterday. I do think that that matters. I do find myself getting defensive of him. The stuff about, well, why does he have a camera for following him around? And I texted you yesterday, go, well, wait a minute. I know Nick Chubb's done it in the NFL, but
it feels like they all have cameras following him around today.
Exactly. That's the future of it. And we all feel good when we see videos of Nick Chubb working out. Now, Nick Chubb has done a lot for the Cleveland Browns, so there is a difference there. But wait a minute. We have a guy who has cameras on him when he lifts 600 pounds, when he jumps over boxes, when he does those sort of things. Why can't Shedeur Sanders have people around him? Why can't you create your own entity that you're able to make money off of?
Right now, you wonder come training camp, like rookie mini camp is Well Off Media, which is Shedeur and that production company.
Yeah.
Will they be chronicling every single move, and how will that be taken in by the Browns and the organization? I mean, they drafted him knowing this has been the deal over the last year.
That was, and I think that maybe you got halfway through the third round and things like that, and then all of a sudden it does become a consideration going, well, wait a minute, if we do bring him in, then you have everything else. And there is a thought where, and I felt this way, where usually a fifth round pick you see and you don't hear. And I thought maybe it might be that way. It ain't gonna be that way for him. It ain't gonna be that way for him. I lasted about 3 minutes thinking something like that. It ain't gonna be that way. He is here. He is going to have people following him around. Ultimately, he's going to be able to play the football. He's going to have to actually be able to play the game and lead everybody around and get a veteran locker room to follow him. Or he ain't going to be around. But the beauty of this situation is you already know what the goal is for next year. That's why you got two first-round picks. You don't need to sit there and tank it all out and cut all your veterans like you did in 2016. But you need to find out whether or not those guys have it. And then you got to figure out whether or not you're taking a quarterback. So you have every opportunity. He, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, you guys have every single opportunity to go out and take that job. But I would tell you this, with the amount of following he has more of an opportunity than the other two. Kenny Pickett ain't got that following. Dylan Gabriel ain't got that following.
No, not even close.
No. No siree. Tim in Painesville, you're first up on the Fan. Yellow.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Tim.
Let me tell you something. All of Northeast Ohio, all of the entire country knows what's going to happen, and that's why they're buying these jerseys. Sanders is going to start about halfway through the year. It's going to go maybe 500, show some flashes, and guess what? Those two picks that we got for next season to pick that transformative quarterback, they're going to blame everything except the quarterback. They're going to pick a wide receiver, a lineman, you know, to try to help Sanders out. And guess what? We're in the same situation that we were with Baker for 4 or 5 years. I see it coming.
Well, I'll tell you this. Can I tell you this, Tim? I'd rather be in the situation we were in with Baker. I know that I didn't see the forest for the trees there, and nobody could have seen it being this bad. I'll take that moment than I will any of the stuff that we've dealt with over the last 3 years. So I will take arguing over whether or not Baker can win a playoff game over whether or not he's even worth paying or whether or not he's even worth playing or how we can get out of a contract. Like, I'd much rather do that. Yeah, if that's the future of Shedeur Sanders, and fine, sign me up. I don't care.
But think about all the stuff that we had to deal with Baker off the field. The commercials, the back, like, parking lot shady stuff that went on.
Well, I don't know about the parking lot shady stuff. I'm not going to comment on. The commercials I had no problem with. I mean, you're entitled to make money on your own name.
The off-field stuff, times about 1,000 with Shedeur. You know, it's coming, man. And I wish we would have just stuck to our plan. You know, the Browns, they redeemed themselves in my eyes. When they got those two first-round picks, I texted my entire family and I said, wow, look it. They're making the right moves. They're finally going in the right direction. I'm going to keep my season tickets. And guess what? They picked Shedeur and I said, yep, here we go.
Well, let me ask you this, Tim. Who would you like to bring in next year as that transformative quarterback?
Oh, man. Honestly, I like the Drew Aller kid from Penn State. I think he's got upside. He's a local kid. He's that perfect, humble. He can throw the ball a mile. He's got some athletic
talent. What if he does commercials? Are you going to be mad if he does commercials?
Oh, I mean, it depends on what kind of commercials he does, I guess. I don't know. He doesn't have much of a personality. I will tell you that. I don't think he's a camera limelight kind of guy.
All right, Tim. Thank you very much for the call. Guys, I think you're afraid of the future if you're afraid of this. There may be better quarterbacks, but there are quarterbacks that see this guy right now and they're learning what to do and maybe what not to do, and they're going to do these things.
Guys, go down to Columbus. If you have a chance and you feel like going down 71 and you're in the Columbus television market, you've got all the current Buckeyes on commercials right now.
Yes.
That's the way of we are in the future now.
If
they all got paid endorsement money, they all got NIL money. You're seeing those guys more than the guys that are actually on TV.
Drew Aller's a local guy. He'll be in every local television spot that you could possibly find. He'll be in every commercial break. He will get paid a nice salary, and then he will be paid so much more because he will be a car dealership, local businesses. He will be in every single commercial break. You can guarantee a kid from Medina. Yeah, that's fish in a barrel. Or if you want Arch Manning, that's going to be an entirely different circus of altogether. This is the beginning. This is the future of what the position is. These guys are not going to be quiet. And really, the very best, we haven't let them be quiet. Patrick Mahomes, I don't think he's that outgoing and gregarious at the beginning of his career. We make these guys stars. We make them stars. Josh Allen was a no-star guy from Wyoming. Now look at what Josh Allen is for a lot of people. Like, we make you a star. We are going to push you to that level. You really can't be, if you're a good quarterback in this league, we can't let you be quiet. Scott on the road, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys.
Scott.
What's that?
Hi, Scott. Go ahead, bud.
All right, I got a couple points. You keep talking about jersey sales and the popularity. You do realize that the NFL shares that revenue. So it doesn't matter if Shedeur Sanders sells a Bills jersey, a Broncos jersey, a Cowboys jersey.
I do realize that. Yes.
Jimmy Haslam gets 1/32nd of that.
Yes.
The NFL probably has an interest in him selling a jersey, but his jersey sales don't.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Really pushing the house on to make a decision.
Scott, you're not seeing the bigger point here. If he's selling that many jerseys already as a fifth-round pick, what the hell else can I sell with him? There's an agreement in their contracts that they must do certain amounts of team partner activities based in their contract as a member of a football team that's with all 32 teams. So if he's already selling that many jerseys in the NFL, if this kid makes the team and he's any good at all, what else am I going to be able to push with him? I'm going to put him on every billboard in the world that I possibly can.
I totally get that part of it, but let's not forget he was drafted fifth round behind another quarterback who is an absolute dog. Check out Gabriel's stats and where his status is among NCAA quarterbacks. Uh-huh. The guy's no slouch. And if the Browns really love
right
Shador
around Timmy
that
Chang
much,
and Graham Harrell.
I knew you were going to bring that out. Damn it, I knew you were going to do this.
Chris Brennan stack up.
We have been through so many different popularity contests that we have lost. There's no reason that you put the most popular guy on the field. You put the guy on the field that wins you games.
Yeah.
Popularity contests get us good draft picks. It doesn't get us wins.
Uh-huh.
We've got to focus on what's going to put W's on the scoreboard and not how many ticket sales or how many jerseys.
Yes.
Right? And we're trying to win football games.
Yes.
Shador Sanders was drafted after every other quarterback in
the
draft.
Yes, he was.
Nobody liked him. His talent has not been able to write a check to balance out what his attitude has been writing or talking about. So let's take a big step back and realize he's got a huge hill to climb to be a QB1 in this team.
I think we're realizing it right now that if he's going to have – Kenny Pickett's going to have to play to a high level. Dylan Gabriel's going to have to play to a high level. This was a guy who 1 week ago, 1 week ago today, Scott, was seen as better than any of these guys. Kenny Pickett or Dylan Gabriel. So he might have been humble to this level. Dylan Gabriel's going to have to outperform him. If he performs to any level, he's going to be playing this year.
The funny thing, though, about that call is that you wouldn't know it. Kenny Pickett was the first-round pick. Dylan Gabriel was a third-round pick.
Yes.
So, you know, he's acting like Dylan Gabriel's just going to show off all these amazing skills that dropped him in a bad draft down to the third round.
There is a clip here that I want everybody to hear. This is yesterday with – is this the call or is this –
So we have both.
Okay.
You want to hear the call first or do you want to hear the explanation first?
Let's
hear the explanation.
Let's hear the explanation first. This is Mason Graham yesterday on Afternoon Drive. Go ahead.
That was a real video. I got prank called, but it's kind of weird how it all came along. So the Browns, Andrew Berry, and then Coach Stefanski, everyone called me up for my FaceTime video off of Cleveland area code, obviously. And then I answered that, had my conversation, told me they were picking me. I was really excited. Then I got another call like a few seconds after I hung up the phone from another Cleveland number. So I thought it was just like someone from the staff reaching out to me with more information on what's next. So I answered the phone. And then it was someone trying to be Coach Stefanski, but I was kind of confused with the whole thing because they prank called me after I got picked. So he was like, this is Coach Stefanski here, we're going to pick you. I was kind of confused, and he obviously had his moment of glory or whatever you may call that. But yeah, I've just been trying to deal with it. You know, there's a lot of people calling me, so I'm going to have to get a new phone here or something.
Another Cleveland number called him. That happened to Mason Graham. On draft night, he gave that answer during a Afternoon Drive here at 92.3thefan.com and on the free Odyssey at Mason Graham there. Do we have audio of the call?
Yes.
How did we get audio of the call?
The video's out there. Mitch can answer that probably better.
So cameras are following around Mason Graham now?
Oh, boy. We
can't play him.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead, Mitch. How did we get this?
Now he's going to do a commercial.
Yeah. No, the video was made by the people who made the phone call, like the Sanders incident.
Okay, they put it out there? All right.
So the pranker made the video.
So here's...
Yes.
You've edited this correctly, correct?
Correct.
Okay, have your finger on that button. Here we go. This is the call that it was allegedly placed to Mason Graham.
Hello?
Hey, is this Mason?
Yes, sir.
Hey, is this Kevin Stefanski with the Cleveland Browns? You want to be a Brown buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right, bring your ass. Dumb no chance, bro. Go Bucks. You clown. You're a clown. You're actually a clown.
God, I got... We're talking about Johnny Manziel vibes. That was
they all sound like the Paul brothers to me today.
Yeah, that was the Cash Phone vibes.
They just all sound the same. So he said it was an area code from Northeast Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it stands to reason. He played at Michigan, that he would have some Ohio friends. And, you know, you can get phone numbers sometimes. It doesn't make sense unless we just have defensive coordinator kids around the country just handing over phone numbers this all over the place.
This goes from Jeff Albrecht, who is the defensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons. His son, 21-year-old Jax, got the number of Shador Sanders, the NFL number of Shador Sanders, called prank, bad prank. This one sucked too. You don't just yell cuss words at guys, for crying out
the
loud.
The difference there was Shador had got a phone number specifically for the draft to receive the phone call. It seems that Mason Graham's was just to the cell phone number that he's probably had his whole life.
The NFL fined the Falcons $250,000. Then they turned around and fined Jeff Ulbrich $100,000.
The NFL also fined Jeff Ulbrich.
Yes, not the Falcons. The NFL fined Jeff Ulbrich $100,000, which is 1/16 of a salary, which if you took 1/16 out of any of our salaries, would still be a fight in the front yard with your kid. My issue is, he's 21 years old. Go find him. If the kid did something nefarious, can I or can I not trust my things being left in my home? Do I have to hold things tight at all times? Why are you taking $100,000 out of my pocket there? Tell me I'm wrong, please. If he were 15 years old, he's my kid. I'm responsible for him. I guess I got to pay the fiddler here, and we're going to have to get this all figured out. This is a 21-year-old grown man. Sue him.
Yeah, so
go after him.
They're going after because they feel like this is a breach of security, proprietary information, anything that's supposed to be, you know, private, that they feel like it's his fault if it got into their hands. Like, what if somebody broke into their house and stole their Rolodex? Like, if they had a Rolodex from the 1960s, is he on the hook then? Like, how does it work?
Is it supposed
to be in the gun safe?
The son is an adult. What?
Is it supposed to be in the gun safe?
I don't know anything about that. Why do you ask me?
Answer about the gun safe.
Please. I don't need to know
where the guns are.
I will answer that off the air. I probably should answer that on the air. It'd probably be good advice. However, I'm going to answer that off the air because it's not germane to this conversation, certainly. Should I be fined if my 21-year-old son does a dumbass move like that?
It does seem like an overreach here to try to get the message out, to send a statement.
Oh, it's definitely a thing to stop everybody else from doing this someday.
But who's doing it?
And to hold it close.
How often has it been doing
that? Why on earth does the defensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons have a quarterback's number?
Yeah,
why on earth does the defensive coordinator need the number in the first place?
That's the part that I come back to. Why does the NFL have some black book with all the phone numbers of all? They don't need it. They don't need it. There's only so many individuals, the GMs and the coaches. And really, they don't both need them. Only one needs them. And if they're standing together, they can make their phone call.
If you're a guy who's a father of a 21-year-old, should you be held responsible for such a thing?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.